T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thanks for starting your week with us. My name is Sarah Pepper.
I'm Jesse Watt.
And we are The Morning Mix.
We want to give a huge shout out this morning to Crossbridge Church out in Sugar Land. They just did something really cool. You know, with the amount of hardships that COVID-19 has brought on so many families, they just paid $1.9 million in medical debt for around 700 Fort Bend residents.
That's amazing. That makes me want to put a little bit more on the collection plate because I'm like, not where that's going.
Isn't that really cool? People got a letter in the mail telling them that their debt has been paid off. No strings attached. It was like $3,000 a person was the average. And if you're wondering how they did it, they partnered with the nonprofit organization RIP Medical Debt.
You know what? I don't want to jinx it, but this is one of those things too where you kind of feel like we're turning the corner, right? Like we've been turning the corner, but now I feel like we've made our way like toward the end of the pandemic. Like we're around the corner. We're not going to stop for a bathroom break one more time because we're that close. We're almost there.
And it's something this big that gets the ball rolling, too, on paying off all the medical debt that people had to go into,
yes,
put their families through COVID-19. And it's like, thank you.
We appreciate it. Props to you.
The MTV Movie and TV Awards were last night, but it's a two-part extravaganza this year because it's also going to be tonight.
Was it the end of the episode? They were like for part two. Oh. And you're like, really?
You're like, is it up already? Because I'm not following.
Yeah. I'm not going through all your videos to try to find the who
no.
won. No, no.
Everyone was tweeting that instead of it being called the MTV Movie and TV Awards, it should have been called the Marvel Awards because WandaVision and The Falcon and the Winter Soldier won almost half the trophies last night.
Okay, I should probably watch both those. Have you seen those, Jesse?
Haven't seen either of them.
All right, good. We're in good company. See, this is why I know that Jesse and I are both kind of influenced by peer pressure because neither one of us are watching it at all. We're like, have you seen it? No. Have you seen it? No. We're not going to do it. We're not doing it.
I feel like I need to get really involved in the Marvel world before I get into this. Like, I got to go through and watch all the movies in order before I start getting into these series. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a good point. And I don't have time for all that. So if you could do what you normally do for me in life is just give me the abbreviated version of what happened on the Zoom call. That way I can be like, totally up to speed. Got it.
Cliff Notes. I'll put it in a Google Doc. Don't worry.
Thank you. God, that's great.
WandaVision was up for 5 awards last night. They took home 4, including Best Show. And then The Falcon and the Winter Soldier went home with Best Duo and Best Hero. However, the award for Best Movie, which I'm really excited about, Sarah, went to All the Boys, Always and Forever, which is the third part of To All the Boys I've Loved Before.
That I've seen. Any of the Marvel stuff, WandaVision? No, that one, so good. Touching, cried.
So good.
It was really good.
I watched it on an airplane, definitely cried. The stewardess offered me a napkin and I took it. When you're going to drink a sports drink, what color do you choose? Like Gatorade, first color, go.
Green every time.
Ew.
You
choose green?
Yeah, like the lemon lime one, the greenish yellowy one. Yeah. Oh, sorry. The highlighter color, which one do you choose?
Light blue.
Oh, ew, really?
We have very different tastes in drinks. And we're both wrong, apparently, because we need a pink drink. Having a pink drink apparently helps athletes run faster and run farther. And pink drinks boost your performance by over 4% and increase your feel-good effect.
Oh, but it doesn't taste as good as the highlighter flavor.
Yeah, what are we drinking? First of all, I don't even think Gatorade has a pink flavor. And is it bubblegum?
Yeah, and also, I'm not playing sports so I can drink the Gatorade to rehydrate myself. I'm doing it to look cool.
Look what I'm drinking this morning, though, Sarah.
Oh, look at you drinking juice. I'm so proud of you.
It's a pink drink.
For more news, log on to Mix965Houston.com.
We've got a $100 gift card and a $100 swag bag from Daytime Emmy winner Tamron Hall and her talk show coming up in less than 6 minutes. Jackie, how are you?
I am doing fabulous and amazing. How are you?
Fantastic. It sounds like you're calling us from work.
No, actually, I'm calling from the bathroom. I was getting ready to get in the bath.
She's like, I'm doing my hair, but I heard a question that I know the answer to.
Yes, so we have $500 up for grab, plus a $100 swag bag, all from Tamron Hall, who, by the way, is on 1 o'clock, ABC 13. If you can answer this question correctly, it's all yours. Are you ready?
Sure.
Tamron Hall is a beautiful and charming little boy who recently had a birthday. How old is Tamron Hall's son, Moses?
I believe Moses is 2 years old, I think.
Yes!
Yes! That's awesome.
That's exactly right. Congratulations. You just won a $500 gift card and a $100 swag bag all from Tamron Hall, who's on at 1 o'clock today, ABC 13.
Well, Tamron Hall is awesome, and while I don't get to watch it live, I do stream it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Nice. She's good stuff. She talks about the stuff that we want to talk about. You know what I mean? You can tell she's a Texas girl.
Oh, yes.
Well, congratulations, Jackie. We're so excited for you. We'll let you get back to your bathroom duties.
Okay.
It is tax day, so some of us already know we're not going to have a good day. But for the rest of us, if you kind of want to gauge on how your day is going to go, we read your horoscopes every single morning at this time. You can text us your sign at 713-881-5965. Jesse always starts off with the season that we're in, which we have a few more days left for you of Taurus season.
Taurus, more than likely, there is a person in your world who desperately wants to get closer to you. There may be an argument tonight if you don't open up and let this person in a little bit closer. It could be that you are quick to snap back with a forceful opinion, but be careful that you don't scare them away entirely. This person wants to share more of an intimate space with you, but perhaps they just don't know how to express that.
How do people not know how to express it? You know what I mean? Show up with wine and flowers, and if they look like they're not into it, just tell them that you were stopping by on your way to somewhere else. And be like, oh, you don't look down? That's okay. I was on my way over to Jesse's anyways. I was just stopping by to say hi.
Second option, text them at 2 a.m., you up, and if they respond, you're in.
Or lovingly send them 1,000 TikToks and see which one they liked. Even see if you have anything in common.
Easy.
All right, Jesse, we got a text for Pisces.
No matter how hard you try, it looks like you'll spend most of the day with your foot in your mouth. It is one of those days where anything you say to clear up the confusion only confuses matters more. You want to spend a fun evening out with friends, but you fear you will only make matters worse. But fear not, your friends will love you even on days when your social skills are not at their peak.
You ever have one of those days where you're like, I didn't mean it like that?
You feel like you offended everybody in the room?
All the time. And then because Jesse and I have both been diagnosed with lingering guilt.
Not diagnosed, we've been predisposed, Sarah.
We're predisposed for lingering doubt, so it continues to just haunt us. Jesse, one more Libra.
Have you had an old friend on your mind? Today is the day to pick up the phone or at least send a text message. There's not a time like the president. Wait, what?
Like the president? The president is here? Are you having a Monday? There's no time like the president. You up?
I'm going to start saying, there's no time like the president. It says there's no time like the present to close these gaps.
So I feel like a Libra is going to text a Pisces today. See what I'm saying? See how we put that all together? There's no time like the president,
you
Jesse.
Guys, no time.
All right, there you go. If you have a bad day today, don't blame Jesse Watt. Just blame words or
blame
the stars
president.
When you get a college scholarship, it's a big deal, right? Because college is expensive. And getting that news, your first thought is probably like, man, I don't have to pay for college. But not for Joshua Nelson. Joshua Nelson got the news and thought, I can help someone else now not have to pay for college.
Joshua didn't just get a scholarship, by the way. He got a full scholarship to Southeast Missouri State University. What's amazing. It's going to cover his tuition. It's going to cover his living expenses for 4 years. And for those of us who go to college and look at those tuition rates, that is huge.
And Joshua was thinking ahead, too, because he always knew he wanted to go to college. So he'd been saving for college for 4 years. So instead of taking that money and spending it on something else, he started a fund to help someone else be able to get their college paid for.
It's called the Joshua Nelson Leaders in Action Scholarship. And he's also inviting other people or businesses to add to the college fund. And his hope is if people see what he's doing, they'll put money into it to help other people go to college, get educated, and then live out their dreams.
None of this came as a surprise, by the way, to Joshua's high school counselor, who said that he just has a heart for people. Thanks for starting your week with us. My name is Sarah Pepper.
I'm Jesse Watt.
And we are The Morning Mix.
Sarah and I have been losing our minds this morning over the Tiger Story India that was found around Houston. And we can't wait to share with you the tea.
The tea is big because I read the headline that they had found the tiger, but the little part, like the second line after it, I was like, did I read that correct? Mattress Mack's wife's got involved?
What? Mattress Mack's wife, Linda, was the one who, like, coordinated the handover of the tiger. Now, the news stories say that she knows, I'm going to say this last name wrong, I believe it's Cuevas.
Okay.
Do you know, Sarah?
I'm just going with it. No, I'm just going with it. I didn't read anything else except for Mattress Mack's wife.
Here's what we know, really quick. Victor Cuevas, again, if I'm pronouncing this wrong, feel free to text us, 713-881-5965. He's the one that had the tiger, right? He said the tiger wasn't his. His wife said, nope, that's definitely his tiger. Apparently, Linda knows this family. However, she says, in her words, I know of them. We are not friends. But she does know them well enough to coordinate the handover. So she was the one that, like, orchestrated all of it to get the tiger India back into custody of the police. Now India's headed to his new home in North Texas. It's the Cleveland Amory Black Beauty Ranch, which is a sanctuary about 3 hours away.
Now, again, that's the time that you're watching the news and you're like, hey, come in here. Is that Victor? Like, Victor, that was, it is, isn't it? All right, I'll call him. Figure out if we can get this tiger back. Listen, I saw you on the news. Let's just make it happen.
But do you want to know what gets even crazier? Like, the story gets weirder. The more I read, the more I was like, huh? What?
What happened?
So we all know that Victor was out on bond for a murder charge, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they just threw this in the news story. It, like, wasn't the headliner. It was somewhere in the bottom. It said, Victor is now behind bars with a $300,000 bond after his bond for a 2017 murder charge was revoked on Friday.
What? Okay, so you know how when you're scrolling through TikTok and sometimes your minute isn't really worth your minute because they just keep making you like to see another part of it? The best part about this entire story was you got the entire thing in 60 seconds. Victor had a tiger, clearly was known by Mattress Mack's wife. She's the one who got the tiger back for us. His bond has been revoked. Oh, by the way, he was out on bond for murder. And also his wife was like, yeah, it's our tiger.
Also, I'm going to say this, and I said what I said. The Mattress Mack family is the backbone of Houston. Like,
they really are. Without them, we fall. We literally crumble without them. Both of them. That's it.
We would fall. We would be nothing without them. Like, I don't even understand. This tiger would just be roaming around, not in a sanctuary, if it wasn't for Linda.
Listen, I love Jesus, but I'm also going to get braces made that say, what would Mattress Mack do? Are you in on it? You want to be in on this?
Yeah, you want to get a matching one? I'll do what would Linda do.
Okay, let's do it.
More news, log on to Mix965Houston.com.
Well, I feel like if we get to watch you at the courthouse, it can't really top the tiger, and I'm really kind of upset about the fact that we can't get down there to talk to him right now. But a smaller theft of a lower scale coming up and watch you at the courthouse in 6 minutes.
All right.
Houston's best variety, Mix96.5.
What you doing at the courthouse? What you doing at the courthouse? Sarah's there. What you doing at the courthouse?
I'm just waiting on my ride, Mama. I'm came up here to do the child support thing. I got that over with.
How many kids?
I got two. I got everything dropped today, paid them their money, I'm good, finna go home.
No baby mama drama?
No baby mama drama, everything good.
Your baby mama coming to pick you up, or your other lady?
Oh no, me and my baby mama, we eat together. That's what I'm paying off. I gave them their $5,000, I'm finna go home.
She's like a lease, you know, like a 5-year lease.
Yeah, that was an 18-year lease. That's 18-year lease, Bob, but we good now.
What you doing at the courthouse?
For a weed charge.
What was your weed charge?
Yeah, finna go get high, little sack, you know what I'm saying? Had a dime sack, whatever, you know what I'm saying?
And so were you driving?
Nah, I wasn't driving. I was walking. It wasn't even my fault, though, man. It was another dude trying to whoop big. And she called the law. I was outside. I ain't know she called the law. Law ran up on me, had some weed in my pocket, and they got me. You know what I'm saying? That's it.
Where's that girl now?
She at home. I was locked up.
What you doing at the courthouse?
Wasting my time.
What happened?
These people up here playing games with my little bro, and they need to let them go. I'm reporting live right here from H-Tot.
What'd they say your little brother did?
A whole bunch of bull. Excuse my language. You can't say that on radio, but robbery.
What you doing at the courthouse?
Nothing. A little bit of robbery.
A whole bunch of beep, 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 beep. Can't say that. Okay. But it was robbery, though. What You at the Courthouse is presented by WillardPowellsLawFirm.com. We do it every single morning at 7:10.
And if you're looking around, you need your grass mowed. We can get it done for free if this kid on Next Door keeps screwing up.
Next Door Fight's coming up at 7:25.
Who's throwing that shade in your neighborhood? Who's trolling online in the neighborhood? It's Next Door. Welcome to Next Door.
you have some sketchy stuff going on in your neighborhood, whether you're doing it, you're seeing it, or you're just reading about it on Nextdoor, screenshot it, send it to us so we can share it with everybody.
We live in Houston. There's always sketchy stuff going around. We just had a tiger the other day on our front lawn.
And you know what I did? I tried to search and see if that was on Nextdoor. How did nobody report the tiger on Nextdoor? Where you at?
Where you at? No, Sarah, because Nextdoor is for petty things. The tiger was too real.
Oh, this is true. Also, Nextdoor is apparently for parenting hacks. Did you know?
No, what's going on?
Hi, neighbor! This one's labeled, help us punish our son. And I'm like, click. Says, does anybody need their yard mowed? Our son came home 3 hours after curfew last night, and on top of being grounded for the next month, my husband thought it would be good if we did a little work for our community. So, please leave your address below, what day and time you'd like your yard mowed, and if you have a lawnmower at your house or not. Also, don't worry about paying him. This is punishment. We will offer special priority to the elderly and military members in our neighborhood and community. Thank you.
I love this.
Love this, right? I'm so glad Nextdoor wasn't around when my mom was a parent because I'd have been mowing lawns immediately. 147 responses.
Oh, God.
The dad finally chimed in at like comment like 112 or whatever.
Right.
And said, thank you all so much. Neil's going to be starting his punishment on Wednesday and will be mowing 39 lawns. Thank you all for jumping in. Other comments from Brad. I just want to say you're nailing this parenting thing. Amanda, your son did a great job on my lawn. Brenda, let me know if he gets in trouble again. I didn't make the first cut.
Oh my
Dad
God.
Dad chimes back in. Just wanted to let you know we got in a minor accident yesterday in my wife's car that he wasn't supposed to be driving. We're starting back up the lawn mowing again.
Get me in on this. What neighborhood are we in? I want to get in.
I know. That's what I'm trying to say. That was a screenshot that was sent in. Like, props for that. But also, you mowed 39 lawns and you're still getting in trouble? It would have taken me 2 lawns in Houston with that nasty, like, muggy
air.
And I'd have been like, never doing it again. Not doing it.
God, he's probably ripped, though. And I love that he has, like, 5-star service rating. Love it.
Did a great job on the lawn, but also can't stop messing up.
And congrats to the parents who wrote the book on punishment. Slow yes, clap.
Solid stuff.
We applaud you.
Good job.
Hi, neighbor! Sarah, this one was actually sent in by one of my friends. It's titled Dogs and Leashes, posted by Steve.
Ooh.
Please keep your dogs on leashes when out on the street. It's okay. They're friendly. It's just not good enough. I'm friendly, too, until someone rubs me the wrong way. They are animals. You don't know what may spook them, cause them to attack, or run into the street and risk getting hit. The main reason is there's a leash law. Timothy comments, I don't even own a leash. Too expensive. If my dog bites someone, that's just the way the cookie crumbles.
Timothy!
Right? Michael, some dog owners spend a lot of time, spend a lot of time with their dogs and are very well trained. I agree with the leash law since some dogs can't be trusted, but there are definitely some extremely well-trained dogs that should be able to run without a leash. Jeff,
that's like a parent of a toddler being like, my child's not going to break any glass in this china shop. And you're like, okay, Susan. No.
Jeff responds, and I should be able to do 90 down a residential road because I'm a really good driver. Jonathan, can I work on my target practice with an apple on your head? Because I'm a really good shot.
I love that the dudes own this one, right?
Like, yes!
All the men chiming in.
And if it makes you feel any better, there was about 40 comments agreeing with the post of keep your dogs on a leash.
Yeah, Jesse, you're a dog owner. I'm a dog owner. You put your dog on a leash.
Unless, of course, they want to come running to give me hugs and kisses, in which case, let them off so they can come to me.
Hit it with the do-do-do's.
It's a do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-
is my mom. Starring Jesse Watt as our millennial and Cindy Pepper as my mom. All right, so my mom joins us from Indiana over Zoom every single Monday to have a little trivia contest against Jesse Watt, who is our millennial. You guys can play along in the car. The categories change every single week, and the questions are supposed to play to both, like, generations. You know what I mean? Yeah. Everybody should have an equal chance. The record so far is Jesse Watt has 4 wins. Mom, you do have one.
I have one.
Yeah,
have one.
Baby. Yeah.
Pretty proud of that.
I'm excited for you. How are you feeling coming into this week?
I'm feeling pumped.
Okay. What have you been up to?
I've been killing shrubs in my yard.
Killing shrubs in your yard. My mom has a very brown finger. She loves to buy plants and they just come to her house to die.
I'm a hospice gardener.
Yeah, she is. She tries very hard. And just
make them comfortable, though, before they go.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Get credit for that.
Well, miss you, Mom.
Oh, I miss you too, Sarah.
All right, Jesse, Mom, I'm going to give you guys the categories. If you're playing along in your car, the categories this week are, and remember, it's the first person to get two answers correct. This week, the categories are boy bands, general knowledge, television, kids programming, and reality television.
Oh, boy. I don't feel
now,
confident.
Now, Mom, you won those. Last week in an upset.
How was that?
It was
yeah, I've been
amazing.
Celebrating all week.
Yeah. did you have a little Moscato? You know, you and Jesse both drink Moscato. You guys could have a Moscato together.
Yeah, that's our
two
drink.
Two
tablespoons a week. Jesse has a little more than two tablespoons,
like two
so you
bottles.
Guys could split a bottle.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Mom, which category would you like?
Did you say television?
Television.
And what was the last one?
Children's programming.
Golly, that's a tough. Let's just do television. I'm not going to win it anyway, so let's just go with...
Can you have a little bit of confidence? It's so hard to know how, like, overtly confident, at least I pretend to be, and you're like, I'm never going to win. It's Eeyore.
And then she
you
does.
Need to bring the heat.
Reverse psychology,
okay,
Sarah.
Give us television. Give us television.
All right, television. Who is the actress who played Lizzie McGuire?
Oh, for goodness sakes.
Come on. You got this.
Cindy Crawford. I don't have a clue.
Not Cindy Crawford. Jesse Watt for the steal.
Bring it home. Hillary Duff, baby.
Hillary Duff is correct.
Hillary Duff.
All right, Jesse Watt, that means you control the board. Do you want boy bands? General knowledge. Television is off the board. Children's programming and reality TV.
Ooh. General knowledge.
General knowledge. What is the shape of a stop sign?
Hold on. One. Two, three,
by the
four,
way, sidebar,
five,
Mom,
six.
Jesse's the worst driver ever. Remember how you thought I was? She is.
It's not a triangle. I know that.
Or a circle.
Or a
I'm
circle,
trying,
yeah.
No, but I'm trying to picture because I don't normally stop at stop signs. So I'm just sitting in my head and I'm trying to picture.
Don't.
Like a yield, that's a triangle. I know that one. Hexagon.
Hexagon. I'm sorry, Jesse. That is incorrect. That is an incorrect answer. I am so sorry you got that wrong. Mom, for the steal, what is the shape of a stop sign?
Octagon.
Come on! That's right. And do you know how I know that, Jesse? Because my mom stops at every stop sign. She's the only person I know that knows the actual rules of a four-way stop.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like that's more of a suggestion.
Mom, I was in the car with Jesse for 30 seconds one time when she picked me up from my house, and literally she ran a stoplight within like 30 seconds of us being in the car.
Do you know that's worse than speeding?
Yeah, Jesse.
Oh, it's more dangerous
don't
than
tell her that.
Speeding.
More
she
dangerous.
Like
it's more
me.
Dangerous. Look at it. She loves you. She just
no,
doesn't
I
want to
do,
get in the car
but,
with you.
But it is. It's more dangerous than speeding.
All right. Let's take a break from this guilt trip and get back to the game. Category still on the board. Boy bands, television, children's programming, and reality TV. Mom, since you got that correct for the win, which category would you like?
Did she already do general knowledge? Did
yeah.
you say? Okay, then I'll take children's
programming. Children's programming. Mom, for the win, name three characters from the show Sesame Street.
Bert and Ernie and Big Bird.
Oh, for the second week in a row! Mom comes through with the victory and the small driving lecture to Jesse Watt. I feel like we all won.
We're close to a
well,
tie.
I'm just saying that because if you run the red light, somebody may jump the other light and they'll run into you. I mean, that really, it's very
You
scary.
Know what? And I was carrying precious cargo, too. I was carrying your daughter. So please know it was an accident. And I will,
okay.
I promise from here on out, Ms. Pepper, I will stop at every stop sign for a minimum of 3 seconds. And I will look all ways, even behind me, before I proceed.
Good idea. Sarah follows too closely. She knows. She does. She knows what kind of toothpaste the people in front of her use.
Then you definitely don't want to get in the car with Jesse because I get nervous with how closely she falls. I actually had a conversation with one of the passengers in the vehicle in front of us.
If they have a movie screen, though, if they're watching a movie, how am I supposed to enjoy the movie if I'm not close enough to see the screen?
Well, that's a valid point.
These are all true. All right, Mom, thanks for joining us again. Can you come back again next week?
Goodbye, Houston.
Bye-bye. Thanks for having us on this Monday morning. My name is Sarah Pepper.
I'm Jesse Watt.
And we are The Morning Mix.
Over the weekend, Netflix announced their plans for a spinoff series of, drumroll please, Bridgerton.
What? Which means for all of us that haven't seen the first time of Bridgerton, we need to start watching Bridgerton.
AKA Sarah and I, right?
Every popular popular show you can name? But it's like, have you seen it? And Jesse and I was like, no. But then they're like, dude, have you seen Breaking Amish? We're like, solid good seven seasons. Good stuff.
Anything on TLC, we've seen every single season. If it's popular, absolutely not. Mm-mm-mm. This spinoff series, for those of you who watch Bridgerton, you'll understand this. It's going to be about Queen Charlotte. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Yay. Love her. The only thing I cared about, which I'm sure you'll care about too, Sarah, is that the limited series is set to be written and produced by none other than Shonda Rhimes, who is in charge of Grey's Anatomy, which means everyone is going to die and no one's going to be happy.
And it's not going to be a limited season. It's literally going to run till the end of time, like Grey's Anatomy. Limited season, my foot. You put Shonda Rhimes on there and you're like, we got at least 20 seasons. We're good.
Minimum. Oh my God, I'm so excited about this. Ain't no laws when you're drinking claws, Sarah, in the sky.
Who's going to start serving the White Claw?
United! United, starting on June 1st, is going to start offering White Claws for purchase on flights of over 2 hours.
I like how they're like, but anything under 2 hours, like, we're not getting involved in that. But everything over 2 hours, we're in. You know every flight attendant on a flight over 2 hours, when everybody starts loading the plane, like, yo, ain't no laws when it comes to claws. They're like, oh, God.
Oh, God almighty. And guarantee you, the only thing they have on stock is the White Claw black cherry ones. And they got people shotgunning it in the aisles.
Let me book my flight today.
If you have a pet, like Sarah, you have little one-eyed Willie. Have you ever stopped to think about how much money you spend on him?
No, if I did, I would be probably very upset with myself because it's a lot.
I'm going to ask you to close your ears then, and the rest of you, keep them open if you have a pet. The average pet owner spends about $111 a month on their pet, which adds up to around $13,000 over 10 years.
With your dog Crosby, Jesse, what would you say?
We spent close to $2,000 on the first month that we had him because he needed like 4 teeth extracted. So I don't even want to be a part of this survey.
But when you're out and you're like, oh, Crosby would love that shirt. Willie needs that tie. Really need a new bed. Also, these rain jackets are cute.
Amazon keeps suggesting things to me. Yes, we've signed him up for a BarkBox subscription. What are you talking about? He has a bucket
Chewy.
Of toys. And we've had him for like 3 months.
Mm-hmm. I walked into Jesse's apartment. I'm like, oh, huh. Is Crosby paying rent? Because he's taking over.
For more news, log on to Mix96.5Houston.com.
If you want to win a $500 gift card and a $100 swag bag from Tamron Hall, don't move.
We have a chance for you to answer a Tamron Hall trivia question coming up in 6 minutes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.